Today's devotion is entitled Choices by Reverend Chris Whitby, LCMS Northern Illinois District. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. We live in a world of choices. We live in a time when we can choose so much. We have freedom, frequent opportunity, and often resources which give us myriad choices. We have choices in shopping, in entertainment, in worldly issues in which to inform ourselves and engage, in how to and how often to communicate with friends and family. And most of all, that can even be accomplished by simply getting on our phone. We have so many choices that we're free to make, that it almost seems silly that our Lord would set before us what should seem like an obvious choice when he tells us, choose life. Of course, we would choose that, right? And yet, when the Lord reveals that he is our life in just the next verse, I find time after time after time, my nature simply chooses something that isn't life. It's sin. And with sin, we sadly and shockingly choose death. It's at that moment of reality when the law of God reveals to me that in my sinful nature and in the sins I commit and the good that I fail to do, that I do not choose life, that I do not choose the Lord. What a comfort to know we're not the only ones doing the choosing. Jesus said in John's Gospel, "You did not choose me, but I chose you," John 15:16. How did Jesus choose us? He chose for himself our death by his cross. He chose us in his victory over death in the resurrection. He chose us by his gifts of word and sacrament to give us life and eternal life. He chose us by giving us his love. And as he makes that choice for us, we have life indeed. It's Jesus' choice for us, and his choice for everyone you'll meet today and always.